Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, Shot 5. I believe this is Shot 5, right?
Shot 5, I don't know.
This gentleman in front of me who's already drunk is Mike Ward.
I am, and my face is all puffy because I was drinking last night. You are Pantelis.
Special guest today, we got Joey Elias.
Hello. I drank last night, too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. At home by myself.
That's the best way to drink, I find. As I get older.
Alone?
I really like drinking alone.
So you don't have to deal with bullshit?
Yeah, the thing that makes me happy is I watch anything on Netflix and get drunk.
Yeah, last night I watched, I don't even know what I was watching. Probably a sporting event, right? I was watching hockey. And just decided, you know what? I got a bottle of wine. And then the hockey game ended. And I turned on my favorite Tragically Hip tunes. And just sat there and then rolled a big spliff after and enjoyed my evening.
Speaking of lonely evenings, yeah. We also have Poseidon.
I'm a lonely evening, bro.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Impotent
that should
rage.
Be your stripper name. Lonely evening.
Has anyone noticed that he's wearing his fucking gloves inside? He's wearing leather gloves inside.
It's freezing, dude.
Bro. He came to kill us because we made fun of his ED last week. He was like, I'm going to murder these motherfuckers.
I don't have ED, actually.
No, I know. Yeah, you
also don't have a GED.
Wait, hold on. What's a GED?
Doesn't matter. Just explain the gloves, please.
But yeah. He was cold.
Yeah.
We have him again in the most distant seat. The camera is the most far angle. It's just like the live show at Just for Laughs. You couldn't even see him at Just for Laughs. Everybody was talking, and he was just a voice in the distance.
But last week, like when we were talking about your ED, I felt bad after the show. I was like, oh, fuck, we really fucked with him. And then
you guys did. I saw the video of the one where I left and went to the bathroom.
To jerk off.
Yeah, and then I realized you guys were fucking with me. I was like, fucking bastards.
Did you had a date that night. Did your dick work, or?
Yeah, so what happened was she ended up canceling because she had the flu.
Oh, maybe because she heard about
the ED. Hold on.
She had the flu.
So I started having a meltdown, and I just started driving back and forth to the bank. I'm like, fuck, do I go fuck a prostitute? I wanted to fuck because I wanted to see if it was going to work or not, you know? And then...
You're like a cartoon that came to life.
It's like, I got to test this wiener.
Because I was nervous, bro. I was nervous from the two nights ago. Anyways, whatever. Yeah. So I was too cheap to spend any money, so I just went home and jerked off twice. So my dick works. And
Well, it works when it's around a man. We know that. But does it still work with the ladies? Is the big question, Poseidon.
Is that why you're wearing the gloves today?
Yeah. This weekend. What?
Is that why you're wearing the gloves?
So it feels like someone else is jerking you off?
No, there's moisturizer under there.
Oh, but yeah, it works.
It keeps
works.
It soft.
So you haven't fucked since?
No.
Okay. But you think it works?
Yeah. I'm getting regular erections in the morning. Perfect. Everything is fine. I jerked off twice last night, so.
Morning wood.
Thank you for sharing, Poseidon. Yeah. It's
called the full bladder.
Overshare.
You're welcome. Why are you laughing?
It's just, you're sitting here, you're wearing a fucking coat, you got a scarf on, you're wearing gloves, you told us that you masturbated twice this morning. You don't feel like
you're a
wacky human being right now.
I am a wacky human being. But
you're
as
Joey described, you're a cartoon character.
I've owned up to it.
You're a cartoon hitman.
Yeah.
You look like a cartoon hitman.
Yeah.
I'm just fat. Most hitmen aren't.
Yeah, well, most hitmen aren't on podcast talking about jacking it either.
Are most hitmen like in shape, or that's the type of job that you like? If you're just shooting people,
well, no.
You can be fat.
You're the NWA
you have
hitman.
No,
you're changing
you
the game.
What,
up.
You know what? You have to. You don't have to be in shape to be a hitman. I think you just have to be mentally in shape. You know what I mean?
Like that's not happening either.
If you're okay, if you're okay with if you can sleep after, you know, shooting somebody in the head, then yeah, you're in shape to be a serial killer or a hitman.
If you can sleep after shooting a load in a prostitute, you're the Poseidon hitman.
A hitman for these hoes.
All right, let's see how long he lasts with all that, with all those clothes on.
Yeah, with fucking layers. So you have a coat, you have the scarf,
and then just the dress shirt.
You look like the Cinema Guzzo guy.
Yeah, you do. You look like the owner of Cinema Guzzo,
but younger.
Yeah,
yeah. The debatable. Good old days.
What?
The good old days. He does dress like him. Yeah. Yeah, you dress like a weird old millionaire.
You look like every guy in the Me Too movement.
Yeah. What? My dog.
I was listening to Earl Scackle's podcast. He had this girl on, Chelsea Skidmore. And I had learned about her because I think she was friends with one of my friends who was doing comedy in L.A. So I was following them, so I kind of knew a bit of her. But I didn't know her story. Apparently, on the podcast, they talked about how... Harvey Weinstein had called her, I think, to a hotel room, and he was forcing, he was holding her by the hand, and was trying to jerk off in front of her.
Jesus.
And he did it to completion. And then it completely fucked her up, like she was crying over it, like it really, really messed her up. But then, you know, it toughened her up, too. It's like, you know, after a while, you get over it and shit.
Did she get the...
She didn't want any, like, she was added to this, like, Me Too group and all that stuff about, but she's like, all the people that are really yappy about it are all people that are doing nothing with their lives. Yeah. All the ones that want to accomplish something and want to move forward, they're just doing... what they have to do to keep making it, she goes. But all the ones that are the most talkative in that group, she said, are all the ones that have done nothing since it happened to them.
Yeah.
And they're waiting to collect something, which is a fucked up thing to say. But at the same time, you know, it's evident. Like, if you look at who's fucking yapping, it's all the ones that aren't working.
It's weird, though. Like, if Weinstein jerks off and holds you, but you get the part, you're like, well, you know, at least I got the part. But if she, like, she never got that part, right?
No, she never. I don't think it was for a part. It was because he tricked her. He's like, we're going to meet some producers and that. So she shows up to the hotel and he's alone.
Fucking piece of
garbage. And he's like, I forgot something in my room because they were, it's like, let's go to my room. And she's like, fuck, I don't want to do this, whatever. And he's like, I'm not fucking you. And then he just got naked, grabbed by the hand. And then at one point, I guess she stopped and she just waited. She's like, all right, fine, you know, like, just so it's done. And then she left and it fucked with her. But it was such an interesting, it was an interesting story. Like, this guy, I didn't know that it was to everyone. Comedian, like, whoever, whatever hot chick he could find, he would try to jerk off in front of them and always, you know, claim that he's going to get them apart. And most of them, apparently, he doesn't get them anything.
Yeah, that's fucking
crazy. You know what's even creepier is that all the, like, his office in New York, they took everything out of it as evidence. And now, you know, they've put it out there. So there's a picture of the actual casting couch from his office, right?
Like, does it look like what you think it would look like?
No, it was an awful looking couch. It was cheap as shit.
There's sticky notes on it.
It's dude, it's like, if you're going to bang me in class. That's all I'm going to say.
Was it like vinyl so he could just wipe it off?
Yeah, kind of. It looked like something you picked up, you know, at a garage sale.
I don't think he gave a shit. Like, it's weird because even in front of her, right? She was a good-looking woman. She's in shape. And he just took off all his clothes. He looks like Shrek, right? And he was just comfortable with it. He's like, no, this is what it is. And you have to assume.
Do you ever notice that the fatter the people are, the more comfortable they are with showing off themselves?
Let me check in with my on-the-spot reporter.
That's not true.
It's not true. Poseidon is the only person on my weekly news show, This Just Thing, that has repeatedly showed his nipples.
Yeah. I've seen his nipples more than I've seen my wife's
just
nipples.
Once.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What? When did that happen?
Every fucking video of you on the internet has your nipples.
Yeah. The pepperoni nipples. Yeah.
You should actually do a video of your nipples talking.
How do you do that?
Magic. CGI.
I love how interested he was.
Gloves. Yeah.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Do an essay. What is it called? MASR, SAMR. Have you seen those videos?
What the fuck is that?
They're the biggest rage on YouTube, and they made Cardi B do one because apparently she likes it. It's people, they get really close to the microphone, and they talk really deep, and they'll open regular like packaging that you're used to, and you'll hear the crackles. And apparently it's like fucking mental masturbation. Like, your mind really likes the detail sound and all that. And she was doing that too. She was like petting the mic and doing.
Oh,
and
really?
It's huge. Like, well, I saw this video online, and I thought it's like, just like a joke thing they're doing for her. And then you look, it's like one of the biggest fucking things, apparently. People love it.
Do people jerk off listening to that?
I don't know if it's sexual. I didn't write anything about that, but they wrote that it's really popular.
Anything can be sexual.
Anything can be sexual.
Yeah.
But in general,
somebody.
people apparently do it right before they go to sleep.
You know how much that sucks, though, like for us, the comics, that you like put something on the internet and you're like, this is a really good bit, and then you have like 4,000 views, and then you get some guy just going, oh, look, listen, listen, and the 7 million views, and you're like, God damn it.
Listen, there's squirrels on the internet that have more views than I do.
Yeah.
You know, Doug the Pug on Twitter. That fucking thing's adorable, but it's a fucking dog. You know, it's just somebody's dog that they dress up and it. What?
It's funny because it's very accurate.
Yeah.
I've noticed that about Instagram. No matter how funny a video you make, if there's a hot chick with an open box of donuts next to her, those donuts are going to get a million fucking hits, a million likes, and you're going to get nothing.
Yeah.
You know what that means, right?
Cats or asses. That's what,
Poseidon, you willing
to your ass?
You willing to show that ass for some Instagram likes so we can get
her? I don't have an attractive ass.
All right. Well,
how do you know?
Yeah. Until we put it out there and see if people like it.
I guess I don't have an attractive ass because I'm fat.
That doesn't. But isn't what I've heard that the guys now love fat asses? I believe that's what I heard. There's a whole market for it, right? There's a whole in LA. They're making millions of dollars off fake asses to try to turn into your ass. You're the natural. You're what Kim K wanted to be before the surgery.
I guess.
Yeah. So we should try that. Poseidon's fat ass. But PH. PHAT.
When we go to LA, we should get him to meet Kanye so that Kanye leaves Kim for him.
Oh my God.
Only if you wear like tight pants, like, you know, latex or Lycra workout.
Are
like
those
yoga
pants written juicy on the ass?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Canadian juicy. It's Canadian back bacon.
If you get pants written juicy on the ass, I'll upgrade you to first class on the plane.
You, it's true, because you have Kim Kardashian's ass and the sex appeal of Donald Trump. You are everything he wants. You're Kanye's wet dream. Yeah.
Get him a red hat that says that.
Well, exactly what I just wrote?
Yeah. I'm Kanye's wet dream and walk around L.A. like that with juicy on your ass. And you got it. What should it say on his T-shirt in front? So it's juicy in the back. And
pepperoni nips.
Jesus Christ.
Get your pizza with extra pepperoni nips.
Oh, shit. Or maybe like kind of like the mullet, but have just the shirt that... point to his dick and go like a business in the front, party in the back. If your dick works again, it's doing business.
It's good.
I can slowly see him getting more and more upset.
You know what else I want to see? I want, when you guys go to LA, is I want you to make a video where it's the opening of Baywatch.
With him running?
That I'm actually down.
He's down for that stuff.
He's down. He's David Hasselhoff. Because you know at some point later in the day, he's going to reenact the hamburger video.
Yeah, he's going to get hammered.
You never saw that video? Whoa. Hasselhoff is fucking drunk off his ass. He's lying down and his daughter's filming him. He's in the bathroom on the ground eating a hamburger.
Trying to finish it.
It's the best.
He's very dedicated to finishing that burger, sir.
You can tell he's a shitty dad that the daughter was like, fuck you.
The only thing I took away from that was that's got to be a super burger.
Yeah.
That you're eating it off the fucking bathroom floor.
What were you doing with your daughter that you got so hammered?
You asking me? I don't have kids.
What was it, her prom? Like, why was he so drunk?
You got so nervous. Like, whoa. Yeah. What are you
doing? I wasn't there.
It almost looked like he probably got drunk alone and then his daughter... Like
he was probably at home drinking wine, listening to Tragically Hip songs, and the daughter came home
and she's
unannounced.
Like, you were supposed to pick me up at 7, Dad. Was she young?
11:30.
Was she like she wasn't a kid, right?
No, I think she was an adult.
No, okay. I think she was like a teen.
Oh, that's a weird, as a teenager
late,
to come in.
Late teen.
And see your dad, who also happens to be the Hoff,
just
hammered eating floor burger.
Floor burger.
Floor burger.
You know what? That is the greatest name for a burger joint, but only for late night eats. Like,
you never know.
You're only allowed to come into Floor Burger if you're drunk.
Like on Saint Laurent.
Anywhere.
Anywhere, dude. But you know, I think.
Anywhere.
I think you get used to any name because if you think about it, Five Guys sounds like the bukkake of burgers, right? But now it's just regular. It's normal. Yeah. You just say Five Guys, like, But if you think about it, somebody's like, yo, let's go eat the Five Guys burger, be like, no, you leave the fucking all the men out of my burger.
But floor, I like floor burger. That's a good name. Mm. Five Guys.
Because you have Wahlburgers.
Like yeah.
Right?
Write it down.
Why would I write it down? It's floor. How am I going to forget it? Why is that so complicated? And he's like, blow floor and burger. I'd rather fucking put those together, bro.
So now, if you don't open a floor burger, he'll be like, I'm disappointed. Yeah. You should have written it down. You forgot to open a floor burger.
I'll buy a cheeseburger, throw it on the floor, and watch you eat it. And then that's how we get started.
I don't eat off the floor, bro.
But you're so excited about floor burgers. Yeah. That's what you do in floor
burgers. And you want to be the
Hoff. Yeah.
What?
They serve you hard alcohol, and then they expect you to eat the meat off the floor. That's floor burger. Yeah. It's an experience more than it is a restaurant.
And they ask you, do you want a booth or a toilet?
It's like those fucking restaurants that the waiters are complete assholes to you in the restaurant. It's
that's every restaurant yeah. that you're in.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. There's a specific.
Even the Subway.
Yeah.
Like those restaurants that are rude, like Subway and Burger King and McDonald's.
There's like a restaurant I think in Japan. It's basically everything is made to look like something out of the bathroom. So bowls for soup are like toilet bowls,
And it looks like shit inside.
I don't know. It's an experience, so people go there and shit.
Apparently, there's a haunted house here called. Maleficent or Maleficy, I don't know what the fuck it's called, that they put up every year around Halloween. And one of my friends, they were telling me on Sunday night that they went down to watch the show. You know, you go in the haunted house and they take you room to room. And there was a room, like you signed something before where you're not supposed to punch people in case they scare you. But there was a room apparently
where Harvey Weinstein comes out.
even better, there was
better.
Yeah, there was a transsexual
he was with
guy.
Cosby.
Who grabbed him and started fucking kissing him on the lips, like put his tongue in his mouth.
Really?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, and you're not supposed to hit them. I was like, if somebody's trying to fucking stick their tongue in my mouth, I would have committed a goddamn murder. Who are you face raping me?
Huh? Do you know what that might be, though? It might be just some trans that was like, this is my chance to fucking make out with straight dudes. So, like, that person maybe doesn't even work there. Like, I think it's just someone that was like paid $17
and
then
waiting
just hiding until 11.
But isn't that fucking ridiculous?
That's fucking crazy.
But that is a good haunt. That's scary as shit for some people.
That's basically, that's not rape, but it's a sexual assault.
Yeah, it's rape adjacent.
Yeah, it's rape adjacent.
Yeah.
But isn't that, I'm surprised at how cool he took it because you'd think that would happen. You'd freak out.
That means your friend's kind of gay.
That's it. Either that or you're so scared of a lawsuit. He's like, okay, fine, I'll take it. I'm not going back to jail.
Like, look, I'm not going to sue you if you don't talk about my erection.
Oh, my God.
But interesting, that's what I found out on Sunday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I told him, I'm like, bro, how did you not commit a hate crime?
Wait, you heard the story firsthand. Yeah. I found out a day later.
Yeah.
What did he say, by the way?
He's like, fuck, I don't know how to react. I'm like, bro, I go to him. I would have killed everyone in there.
No, but you know, you say that, but there's shock.
What if he was a good kisser? Maybe that was the thing.
Yeah, no, maybe he's like, oh,
regardless. I would have been shocked,
I don't know.
And then I would have started going on a killing spree. I don't give a fuck.
You're
going
to strangle people
with
your plaid scarf?
Yeah.
Your flaccid dick?
I wrapped my dick around their neck.
What if
Jesus.
You got a massive hard-on and it fixed your ED? Yeah. Wouldn't you kiss him again and thank him? Be like, thank you, sir. I don't know how you did it.
No. That wouldn't happen.
You know, a haunted house is going to be fucked up when they make you sign a release that you're not going to punch someone in the face.
Yeah, that's the kind of place I want to go to.
Yeah.
You know what? Here's the thing. Anytime you have to sign a waiver for anything, like hot, you ever been in a restaurant with somebody who orders like the super stupid hot sauce where they serve it with like surgical gloves?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that.
What the fuck?
Oh, I was with
and they make you sign a waiver?
Yeah, that you're not going to sue the restaurant when it burns your fucking tongue.
Why do they even serve it?
Because there's lunatics out. I was with somebody who did that. And I literally, like, they brought this sauce out, and it was a color I've never seen before. And I even said to my buddy, he's another comic. I don't want to mention his name because...
It was orange?
It was like a brownish thing. And I even said to him, I'm like, do a little finger dip, you just spread this thing all over his burger.
Jesus.
I kid you not, first bite, before he even finished swallowing, his hand was up, and he was like, I need yogurt, I need bread, you know? He was opening for me, and we went back, and he called me about 5 hours later. He's like, okay, I can do it. He's like, I finally got feeling back in my lips.
Five hours. God damn.
You could just sign a waiver. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You could just serve someone shit. But look, I took a dump in the bowl. Just sign this waiver, bro. Tell me what happens.
But do you see how popular these things are, of like, whether it's on the internet or on television? The amount of people that go to do these ridiculous eating challenges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried one?
No. No. I had a guy once ask me, he was like, hey, I have a YouTube channel. There's a bunch of people. His thing gets a lot of views, but he's like, you're going to eat hot peppers and then we'll talk. And I was like,
no.
No. Like, why would I fucking hurt myself just to plug whatever? I don't even have anything to plug.
Poseidon did that, though. He went on that eating craze at the massage parlor. We started eating out those pastas. You remember that? Poseidon?
That was once.
Still, you accomplished your goal. You're still alive?
Yeah.
Right? You didn't even sign a waiver.
No.
If anything, it was super confidential.
Yeah, until now.
Yeah. No, he's already spoken about it. We've attacked him about it.
I have, what do you call it? I don't give a fuck anymore.
He stopped giving up. And with that, that's all these fucking freeloaders are going to get. That's it. You freeloaders,
God damn,
that's all you're getting.
A short show.
Where are they going
to
go?
If they want to see full episodes, they go to compoundmedia.com. They use the promo code Canada20. They get 20% off. And there's a bunch of shows. There's us that once a week, every Friday, 4 to 6. Monday to Thursday, 4 to 6. There's 4 to 6. There's Anthony Cumia with Dave Landau. There's In Hot Water every morning at 10, is it? There's
9.
Is it 9?
I think it's 9.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway. Who,
well,
like,
it's 10 in somebody's
I watch
time
it at 10,
zone.
But
10 somewhere. Exactly. Yeah. And then there are a lot of bunch of other shows that apparently are really good, but those are the only shows I watch.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and also, we got the merch store up. There's a link in the description. Get your Waterhead merch. We got official Poseidon merchandise. We got some mic stuff. And that's it. That's all you're going to get.
We should get gloves in the merch store.
We should get
Poseidon's gloves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.